You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm now joined by digital creator and disability advocate Sylvia Chengo to discuss her sight loss and her reaction to some hurtful comments that she's received online. Sylvia, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
First of all, can you tell us a bit about your sight loss, please?
My sight loss journey really started when I was a child. I was about 6 years old when I was diagnosed with uveitis. It was relatively uneventful up until in adulthood when I had my first child, when I lost my eyesight, like maybe a couple days after having my son. And it has sort of been downhill since then. So I'm now currently blind, essentially. I'm registered severely sight impaired. So I suppose we all know about the spectrum of blindness. I have about 5% of my eyesight left now.
So you go from it being quite uneventful to then just kind of all of a sudden, this is a big part of your life now. How did you react to that?
I think I want to say I took it in my stride, but obviously... maybe I think of it that way now, but when it happened, because my son was so young, I think I focused on just, you know, getting on with things and being a mom because he needed me. I didn't make too many changes because with my eye condition, I got a flare up, which meant everything was blurry, but it's not permanent. So after a while, my vision does come back. It's not as good as it was before, but it comes back. So when it does, I essentially, in a way, erase what happened before and kind of got on with life after that. But because it has worsened since then, I have sort of now, I had to get training by the rehab officer in my area. So I had to learn how to use all three. I started off with a symbol cane, then I had to learn with a guide cane, then I had to learn the long cane for just in case I want to get around even during a flare-up. And then the other thing I've done is I've had to learn how to use accessibility tech, all of it on all my devices. And yeah, I think those are the basic main changes I've made. And obviously some changes around the house, like how to like marking things with a tacky mark things and the bump-ons. So I've done, you know, just basic stuff like that around my home. Mentally, I feel like I've been quite, it has been hard, don't get me wrong. It has been very difficult and you have some good days and some bad days. But yeah, I've just kind of got on with it is how I would phrase it because I don't really have a choice. It's happening, isn't it? So
yes, it's one of those things you do. Different people take different lengths of time, but you do have to face it and press on as best you can with it. But one of the other things that's come out of it is, you know, a disability advocate. Can you tell us a bit about She Has VSN, your...
When I started my journey with being vision impaired to the point that I needed all the additional things in my life to help me get through my day, I was struggling to find, I don't know, sort of other examples of people like me that were readily there. So I felt really isolated. And the other thing is obviously because I wasn't able to get out as much, again, due to not having the connections that I needed to and not having the skills and everything, I was just very isolated. I felt very alone. I felt really, like I said, you have good days and bad days. And on the bad days, I felt very alone. So I thought the way I'm feeling, I can't be alone. It's not just me, surely. So I started looking for other people like me, other vision impaired mothers specifically, because that was more specific to what I felt like I was going through. It wasn't easy to find them. It just, unless you're really, really looking, it's not easy to find other people like myself. So I thought I'm going to put myself out there. And if and when other people like me find me, that would be amazing. Connections made. So that's sort of what I did. I started creating content and talking about my life and my journey and everything. And that's kind of what has actually happened. By me being out there, other people like me have found me and I've also found them.
Yeah, and it's such a powerful thing of having connections with like-minded people in any walk of life, but particularly when you're going through something that can be as difficult as going a sight loss journey. That support network around you is so, so important. As we know, being online and being so visible online can have its drawbacks as well. You've mentioned before some hurtful comments that you've received. Can you go into them a wee bit, please?
It also did take, I didn't just start immediately. It took me a while to kind of gather the courage to do it because I know what the internet is like. I know how brave people can be behind, you know, their anonymous phones and so on and so forth. Like they can just, sometimes people just feel they can say anything that they wouldn't normally say to people in real life. I would hope because some of the things people say. So I had to kind of collect myself before putting myself out there. And sure enough, some comments have come through, some very hurtful comments in some cases, and some very, I would hope it's unintentional, but again, you never really know with people. Some unintentionally hurtful comments have also come along. I would say the worst of them would be comments on how, or rather why, I have children, considering my vision impairment. The other thing is the questions are asked in such a inconsiderate way. There's a way to ask questions, obviously. You know, you're wondering how do you type things? How do you do your content? How do you film your videos? How do you do this? How do you do that? That's fine. There's a way to ask, but the way people ask some of these questions, it's like they're questioning, so then how do you do this? It's, you know, they're questioning whether or not I'm actually vision impaired, and who would want to pretend? Who would want to do that?
What do you think should or could be done about comments like this? You know, you've said that perhaps they might be coming from a well-intentioned place, but, you know, what do you think could and should be done? Is it an education thing?
It definitely is. There is a right way to ask questions, and maybe I would hope the people who are not asking the respectful way, I would hope that maybe they don't know any better. But of course, there are some people out there who just, I don't know, they just go out onto the internet to troll people, I suppose. But if we start early, I would say literally, you know, when children, they learn about online safety and everything, I think that should be part of their online safety education. Because if you start early, then they know from early as well, this is how to conduct yourself, and this is how certain people do things, and this is how to ask questions if you're curious, and so on and so forth. For us who are adults, again, it's still education. There's still ways to put our information out there for people to learn. So the more we talk about it, the better.
Yep, it certainly is. Finally, Sylvia, where can listeners find you online?
So I am on Instagram, and my handle is a bit complicated. You did say it as she has VSN. It's supposed to be vision, but she has VSN is the best way to say it because it's easier to spell it. And that's my handle across all social media platforms. So I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, and I'm on TikTok. On YouTube, I am She Has Vision. The full word now.
Brilliant stuff. Well, Sylvia Chengo from She Has Vision, thanks for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.